about colors. He said, red is my favorite color, but I use it as an accent. I prefer a quieter background, stone, cream, gray. It's calming.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you wouldn't see red.
Yeah, I mean, David did like red libraries, and he would do, and he liked color. I mean, you know, we did very kind of pretty rooms for people, but I mean, for himself, he liked that. He liked that calmness, and then you would have pops of color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's,
because then you can put almost anything with it and change it. You know, all of a sudden, if you have a red room that's all red, you're married to that for, unless you change it.
So what do you do to a red room?
You've got to, if you want to change, you probably have to repaint and just do a whole new thing, you know. So you have to, you know, it's fine for some rooms. Obviously, like David loved that for probably very intimate rooms like libraries and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, I don't believe in curtains anymore. I like an edited simplicity. The simpler things are, the less I feel the need to change them.
Mm-hmm.
Did that take him a while to come to?
Probably, like our house in the country had curtains, and they were probably elaborate. And then once we added on another bedroom in our house, we kind of took, we originally had a studio that was kind of our study that was also our bedroom. And then we added on a dressing room in our master bedroom. And then the curtains in there were just on bronze poles and rings, very simple. But in the rest of the house, we had helmets and tassels, and not tassels, but fringe and swags and jabots. And, you know, it was kind of like it was done. By the time we moved downtown to 20th Street, in the living room, we just had these blinds that we have here, these kind of solar-shaped blinds. Mm-hmm. And I think we had curtains in our bedroom, but that was it, just kind of to shut them at night. But that was it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
when you were designing apartment or houses, you probably had your own idea about something, and it was different than his. Was that true? And you'd say, hey, I have another idea.
Mm-hmm.
You're shaking your head. No. What does that mean?
Well, David was the leader, so to speak. And
you never challenged it?
No, I would say what I thought of something.
Yeah.
And then we would talk about it, but I didn't know. He was the leader.
Well, maybe he listened to you, though.
Oh, yeah. No, he would listen if I thought something. Well, why don't you do that? Or what do you think about that? But no, David, rarely did I ever kind of question something that he was going to maybe do. But kind of like, oh, I don't know about that.
But maybe you influenced him? Maybe he said, well, that's a good idea. I'll use it?
Yeah, I mean, it was a back and forth thing. But I mean, yeah, it was definitely David, and I was there to help, which I was fine with.
We're sitting at this desk here in your nice home in Tulsa. I'm looking at this green parrot.
Yes.
Right here.
Uh-huh.
And he's stuffed. Uh-huh. I don't know. I don't dare touch it. What is there a meaning? Did he love birds, or did
he find that? He loved birds. And I don't know. We bought that in Paris at a wonderful shop that's been there since the 18 whatevers. And he just needed it, so to speak, so we bought it.
And he would travel the world, wouldn't he, and bring home everything?
Yeah, we liked to shop. He didn't like to shop for clothes, but he loved to shop for decorative things, architectural things, and just things that were part of the home, so to speak. You know, it could be a hurricane lantern that you would put outside on a table, just anything and everything. I mean, he'd go and shop. He loved to do that. That was great fun.
I suppose he'd buy things and he wasn't sure how he was going to use them.
Yeah, and it ended up we had a warehouse full of stuff and things that we thought, well, these are great. Clients never wanted them, or somehow so eventually when we sold our house in the country, all that stuff that we had in the house in the country went to our warehouse and sat there for 2 years, and then we eventually had a big sale at Doyle Gallery and sold all that stuff. We kept some things, but there was a lot of stuff. A lot of stuff.
Man.
And most decorators have that because they're always constantly buying. And they buy for themselves, but they buy for clients, or the idea that, well, that might work. And sometimes it does. And so then you have it. And then sometimes it just sits there. And then you should probably think, enough is enough. You know,
that's hard to stop, though, isn't it?
Very hard. Yeah.